This is Dave.
This is Blake.
This is Duncan.
This is Joanna.
And I am masquerading as Yanni.
Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
When we left our intrepid villains, we were...
Hey, only a couple of us have killed a guy.
I am not a villain.
That's true.
I was not even threatening this
guy. I don't even remember killing one of the people I ran over.
I might be. I murdered that tractor and its driver cold-blooded.
I'm friends with everything.
Cold-blooded.
Haha, it's a joke. I'm a cold-blooded
killer.
Also doesn't
understand morality.
No. So,
my blood is on fire!
Egg sort of leans out the window and waves to you guys, like, hey,
I got the train. Come on, get on the train.
Oh, apparently time travel has been utilized once again.
There's actually sort of a commotion. You hear, like the metal doors opening further back on the train, where, you know, maybe you're...
Yeah.
That's the thing. So, yeah, what do y'all do?
I will.
I was going to say, the conductor is starting to look really nervous.
Just wait for these guys to get
watch.
Up. Yeah. It's like just a couple minutes.
Is this everything you ever wanted?
Well, I'm getting on that damn train, if that's what you mean. I hobble onto the train.
Follow him. He might get on fire again.
I'm not sure if I'm going to stick around with these guys. They seem to be trouble.
I guess that's true. But you are being pursued by teleporting.
You can't be with us or with them, more or less.
Teleporting glass-eyed cops.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says you can't split up. Is there somewhere you want to go?
Not really. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember.
Do you recall?
Well, maybe you should.
No.
Maybe there's something on the train that'll jog your memory.
Maybe I'll just ask the train what it's carrying.
Nice.
Or I can ask the train that everybody could hear.
Well, I'm hastening to the train.
Did
and
you
I...
do that first?
Maybe.
It's like Thomas the Tank Engine is like, hey!
Yeah.
So what do you ask the train?
What's your name?
What's your cargo?
And you hear just loudly, people. Everyone here is like the train. Almost in a such a low voice that it's almost like just a rumble.
Have we lost the conductor?
Yeah, the conductor sort of just, like, sinks down on his haunches, and he's, like, looking at his...
Is everybody on the train?
He's like...
I mean, I'm getting on the train kind of in a
hurry. So which car are you guys going to get into? The one right before the one that was trashed? Is that the one that,
Yeah, I guess that's the one I'm going for if I've got a choice, but I'll probably just jump on wherever the closest point is and then work my way through the train to get to it, just in case the train leaves.
Well, it's not a passenger train, it's a cargo train, so you have to climb over the tops of the containers. Do you see what I'm saying?
Ooh, good point. Well, I'm not sure which one they're on. I only know they're on the train.
I love putting Spike on popcorn, but it always makes it sneezy.
Let me then say, like, what I think the train... So let's just say that, like, the train is a cargo train. It's mostly, the engine, there's, like, four coal cars. You know, we live in coal country. You've seen one of these things before. And then there's three of the shipping container cars. They're actually, one of them stacked too high, and then there's two more after that. And it looks like they've detached the shredded car somewhere along the tracks to kind of help, you know, so it wouldn't be bouncing around kicking up sparks and trying to derail the last legit car.
Maybe that's why they stopped.
They probably wouldn't have gone all this way with a bad car.
Yeah. And in fact, what actually is happening is that so this is the thing that, you know, there was massive coal hoppers with one of those conveyor chutes that actually filled up two of the coal cars while you were waiting. They finished about 5 minutes ago, which is why you were supposed to keep going.
Okay, well, now I'll get in behind the coal hoppers.
Okay, so you're gonna open up the first, you're gonna try to get into the first,
Yeah.
car. Alright, you're following.
Yeah.
Sure. Alright. I guess. I mean...
And what are you doing? I mean, you can do anything you want. I'm not going to make you.
I don't know.
You can drive off. I don't care.
I don't know. Teleporting people seems pretty scary. These guys seem to have things. I think I'm going to stick with them.
All right. So,
maybe that's a bad
once
idea.
Once the train is safely in motion, I join them back then in the,
Oh, so you actually start the train, you tell the conductor to start the train rolling once you see them climb onto one of the cars?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess here's what's going to happen is that, well, I guess we have a new car, and that's a train.
We're back on the crashed train.
Well,
I bet not a lot of Siren campaigns end up back on the vehicle that crashed.
You know, it's a thing.
I kind of like this.
Oh. Yeah. It's
cool. So, all right. So,
common side effect of awesomeness.
So you guys like climb up and you pull the door open. And look, you know, and look inside. As you all climb up, like it's dark in the thing, so you kind of peek your head in, and she jumps up on the connector piece between the two things. This is actually the double stacked one,
mm-hmm.
And you like grab the rail, the ladder that's on the side of it, and you start to feel the train moving underneath you, and the train, ooh, we drive it now, and then,
yeah.
No, Yanni, I can't.
No, it's not.
Yeah. This is because I talk to it. Awesome.
Yeah, you guys don't hear it when I talk to the car.
Yeah.
Right. That's what
we just think you're crazy.
Yeah.
But this is just totally like. So you peek in there and it's filled with some sort of cargo. What sort of cargo would be in a just a random shipping container?
This is random cargo, not people in stasis
tubes.
This
one's random cargo.
Pigs.
Like, pigs? Oh, that's awesome.
Square pigs.
Square pigs.
So it's a very narrow aisle with cages that are packed like floor to ceiling. And at first you think maybe there's people in the air.
No kind of people I want to talk to.
Don't you dare make these pigs talk.
Do you?
Don't do it.
Do you?
Can I just whisper? Can I just have
yes.
a whisper conversation with the whisper pig?
The pig whispers back.
Let me out.
How do I let you out?
Just under the latch. It's easy.
Are they all watching me?
Yeah, they're all watching. They're all kind of like looking at you.
I guess pigs are fairly clever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like the pig would probably not know to whisper. Pigs are like, let me the fuck out of this cage!
I heard
Charlotte's Web.
Smartest pig in the... You picked the smartest pig.
I picked the smartest pig.
I don't know that the animals don't get slightly smarter when you talk to them either. I'm not quite sure how that works.
I mean acquire language.
I don't know, the dog didn't really speak.
Certainly the objects do.
The train acquires language.
The train acquires language. Yeah.
The lips acquire stains. The mind acquires speed.
So do you like sneak past him and like lift up the latch? Or what do you do?
Well, she's probably behind me. She doesn't have to sneak past me.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah, he got in first.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm leading because I know where I'm going.
And I sort of look at him. I do the latch.
The pig bounds out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is my pig friend, and I jump on.
So gonna be bacon, and he starts like with his paw poking at the other latches, trying to get the other pigs out.
Oh, I got pigs running around in me. Oh, we got pigs on the loose. This trip is no longer smooth.
So, the pigs are all like some of them are running to the door, and they're like, looking out, and they're like. Like looking around, and like one of them jumps because the train isn't moving that fast, and like another one jumps, and like three or four of them get away, and one of them gets caught under the train wheels, and you feel like the boom. Yeah, well,
scream.
No, FYI, I don't think that's how that works. I don't think you don't feel a bump when a train hits a body. When a car hits a body, it upends. When a train hits a body, it's just a...
There is a shudder, because that's why they have cow catchers. Because a big enough animal can derail a...
Fair enough.
Protect. Yeah, so the train sort of shudders a little. And then the other piece kind of back up from the entrance.
A cow catcher doesn't protect the cow. It splits the cow neatly in twain.
It's nice.
Deposit it later.
So you guys are... So actually, let me draw a map, because this is a thing I like to do. We know all about the runners. There's really no reason... I guess... Method, BIP. Okay. Technology, BIP. also, glasses. So
important for the record.
So here's your little engine that could.
Yeah. Cold rolling guys. On down.
I'm sorry, my power makes things so cartoonish.
I didn't want to. You're a little girl.
Yeah, it makes the personality you envision for them.
I'm just waiting for this train to drive by the coast.
It's not necessarily, you know.
I think your power is absolutely perfect.
Okay, good. I think it's adorable, but
it's got the same voice as the Breach With Me whale.
That's another one for story night.
Okay, so...
Hello, pixie friend.
Hello.
Pigs! You are here. Well, okay. Other dude is here. But you're starting to make your way back along the train.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You guys are at the back door of the pig's car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here's Cole. Pigs. Two other cars, and then there's one on top, and there's, like, a ladder on the side here. And then, like, a little ledge that comes out here, so you can, like, you could get in if you needed to.
Mm-hmm.
But
instead of being blocked by the...
I'm going to book odds they're not keeping super dangerous psychic prisoners above pigs. So yeah. I'm going for the next car.
Cancel out psychic powers.
Well, clearly they don't. It should just use one on a pig.
So you're trying to make your way back.
Oh, sorry. I think I failed at clarity. I was staying with the conductor and then going back to the platform and boarding the train with them.
Oh, okay. So then you were actually with the pigs. So yes. You're dodging pigs, jumping out the thing, and hopefully not getting squished.
Yeah.
Okay.
You mean time jumping back to the platform?
Yeah.
Oh, but no, you were already there.
No, he jumped back to right after he left.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you turn around and he's just standing there, like in the between the pig car and the next car, just like, hey. The other thing you could have done is, like, just jumped back in time to when that car was there.
I just want to make a comment.
I don't know.
Again,
this is dangerous.
I want to make a comment, again, for the benefit of our listening audience, that I keep looking over at Duncan's hand-drawn portrait of his character's head, which keeps gaining
tattoos.
Temporal loops on its head.
That's awesome.
And it is just freaking awesome. Like, I don't use this power often. I only have so much head.
They certainly did the, like, discorporate and then recorporate in the Matrix and the ghosts... And the, like, getting out of the car instead of getting stabbed.
Right. Yeah, they teleported their car away from the pileup.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
I mean, they take their clothes with them. We know they can take objects with them.
So the door to the next car appears to be barred from the inside. What do you do?
Well, I'm in the front. I'm going to try and freeze the door to the point where it can be shattered.
That seems like a reasonable thing.
Can I ask the question? Is the intelligent pig still hanging out with me, releasing other pigs?
Sure.
I would ask it how to open it, because pig might know. Pig's been here.
Do I have to roll harm on this
one? It's probably barred from the inside, so I probably can't help you. What is your friend doing?
He's probably going to turn on fire, so don't get near him.
Do I have to roll harm on this?
Fire.
Do I have to roll harm on this one?
I'd like you to, because I think you don't know what's behind that door.
Fair enough.
Among other things.
There's also the danger of when you already have second-degree burns heating your body up.
That's true, too. Though there's a whole bunch of...
It's nice, cool metal, so it probably is, it doesn't, like, kill
you. I'm not as concerned about that. I'm more concerned about you possibly getting... Ooh, nice. Four... Two... we've got two, four, four, five, six.
Role-playing games are easy when you roll like a badass.
You're so...
Well, you do have to place the two.
I
know.
I think Duncan has set the bar for that reasonably high.
So we have a four for the goal, succeed. Two for the reveal, nothing happens. Four for the chase, the chasers will advance. I'll give that scene afterwards. Five for sign, nothing happens. A five for harm, nothing happens. Would you like to dictate anything about you not remembering anything... or your side, or you can dictate how your side powers work, or not taking harm or anything of that nature.
I guess what I'm going to go for my not remembering anything is that, like I said, I already know my kids are on the train, and I don't know anything other than I need that the kids are on the train and I need to get to them.
Can you picture their faces?
No,
I didn't think so. Awesome.
You know what? No, never mind. I don't want to suggest something because somebody might
I don't want to. I don't want to force people to do things my way for later.
I already have like six ideas.
The air around you is oppressively humid, and so as soon as he places his hands on the door, frost starts to form on the metal, and you hear, and then like you can see cracks starting to form in the metal as it starts to, the rest of the metal around the door starts to frost over, but that stuff is like ice. You can visibly see ice crystals growing on it, and actually there's like after a while there's like a cascade of like vaporizing air, and his shirt, what remains of his shirt, starts to smoke, but it doesn't quite catch on fire, and then there's a ksh, and then half of the door falls out. And the rest swings open. Facing you inside... Well, actually, quick cut to... the two undamaged brown county police car type cars. Sort of... skidding into Wilbury.
Oh, do they gain on us even when I rolled? They don't gain on... Oh, I did roll, they gain on
us,
right?
Yeah, they gain on you.
Okay.
And, like, all you see is, like... a pig trotting down the tracks.
Pig's like, it went that way.
No, this one doesn't talk.
I don't want no trouble with the law. I'm already a pig.
I want to be our
own. The pig does kind of glance over at them and then just kind of trots along.
I'm a pig on the lamb who's plum chicken.
Nice. Alright, here's the scene of So inside the car are a number of, very startled police officers, like state police officers, and they've got a number of people that have been chained up, like they have the hand and feet cuffs, like that, and hoods over their heads. There are one officer for each of the prisoners, so there's four prisoners in there as well, and they're all sort of like lashed to the they're sitting down, but they're sort of lashed to the walls with straps, and the officers are like, these are stateies, they don't look like they're dressed in the same like Podunk County sheriff that the other ones that sort of
the bippers
do, mm-hmm. But they're like. And they all sort of go for the sidearms at once. What do y'all do?
I don't know how exactly this works, because like this isn't supposed to be the this isn't supposed to be how like
this is just a hazard.
Well, right, but the point is I kind of have an idea in mind. You know what? I don't actually have to answer the question. I have an idea in mind. I attempt to just run up and freaking melee subdue a guy who is about to draw on me. So. Do you guys mind me? Like, I know that I just did the roll already.
I was thinking more...
You get... Oh, other shit. Players get first priority.
Oh, shit, guns. And be like, you don't want to fire right now.
Not hey, guns, don't fire, please.
All right, that seems like a dangerous thing using psi power, so why don't you do that?
I'm snuggling with my pig friend.
Don't hurt the pig. Just don't shoot the pig. Yeah.
I'm thinking about how I could even shoot people with my left hand.
Hmm. 1-1-3-4-4-6.
Now, can I do two, even though they're only one behind?
Oh yeah, they totally can. They'll just be in the car with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's just a thing that'll happen. I guess that's a good way to burn that.
Yeah. For the harm. I have first say on that. Mm-hmm. Can I say that, some of the guns immediately go off because they've been wanting to?
Mm-hmm.
One of the policeman's guns, this is you've got first say there, so you don't have to do that. But I was going to say, one of the guns that doesn't go off, the policeman uses to hit me with.
I so just dodge the bullet.
So it's like a temporary injury. Wait a minute. Well, no. The cop actually like,
yeah.
Pistol whips him because
I'm in front. Well, I just opened door and he's behind.
So actually, let's actually. I have an idea. Okay. So you open the door, you dash in and try to... You dash in and actually right. tackle the first cop. Fine.
Okay.
Okay? That's just a thing you do. He's now facing the second one who pistol whips him, but all the other guns are like, I don't want to shoot. Except the ones that are like, I gotta shoot! And well, then, like, somebody gets their...
People may be injured.
So, there's bullets flying around. One of the cops shoots himself in the leg with his own gun right. as he's trying to pull it out. One of the prisoners is shot and killed.
Oh.
Or, like, shot in the chest.
Harsh.
The gun just wanted to kill someone. That's what they're right. for. And then, like what? It actually, it's actually funny because the cop's pulling out and it just starts firing. he puts a couple holes in the wall, puts a hole in one of the prisoners.
I still think it's more appropriate for him to get shot just based on the positioning of
but
persons.
But it's only hurting for the specifically a four is you're injured for the rest of the scene. So it has to be something that's like you could shake off in a reasonable amount of time, not like shot. Does you see what I'm saying? So pistol whips makes more sense because he's kind of woozy. He's been hit in the face, but it's not an injury that's going to linger.
Right?
Does that make sense? And plus, I have say.
Okay.
He did. That's what you said, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean that's what made sense to me.
Yeah.
He could be super upset by the fact that he just killed one of the prisoners. Or the fact that he killed anybody at all. You haven't killed anyone yet.
Oh, you're right. That could be an emotional injury, too.
Because I that? Caused the pileup.
Well,
he does have
maybe we can come back to that. Because I've put the questions on you guys.
Yep.
And the three remaining are, am I human? What is wrong with my back? And what is the significance of the numbers?
That's perfect! Yeah. The bullet goes right through your robot face.
So no.
Yeah.
So you're
okay. I mean,
that's why
it's
you
up
can,
to.
I like it.
Yeah, I was kind of setting that up. Hopefully, maybe.
Yeah.
With first.
Ooh. Yeah. This would be really meta, and this would be really this. I feel like I might be stepping on Yanni's character a bit too much. Mm-hmm. But what if he's not a robot? Because he's a really nondescript looking guy in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
What if he's a mannequin? That she awakened.
Yeah, so...
And he can talk to machines because it's just an extension of her power. He can talk to objects at large.
Ooh, and objects can only... Ooh.
But he can't make them talk. He doesn't have that extension. He can only listen to them. Well, the other thing, too, is you're not made of plastic, though.
Yeah.
So you're like metal and foam mannequin.
Metal and foam.
You're like a crash test dummy or something like that.
Ooh, maybe like an advanced model that like,
or just a pose up like a weird poseable mannequin that has like
actual. Well, I mean, a lot of the new technology ones have like all kinds of like joints in them, so they can behave realistically. And,
So there's just like a whole gaping hole in your head with like foam and like. Shredded fabric.
Yeah, just
nice.
How about would you say no and
no.
Not definitive what?
On why. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Like, there is maybe black liquid comes out.
Okay, yeah. So we're not sure what you are because we still don't know what's up with your back or anything else, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so you are some sort of a construct. We don't know what. The answer to are you human is yes, is no. Oh, that's weird. Okay. awesome, but weird.
It plays really well into his other
really,
two things, though, because he's got numbers on his knuckles,
a
serial number. He could just be a robot.
it's just robot for
rad. So
it's rad.
So there's a mild scene of carnage in here. One of the cop who shot himself in the leg is screaming, and one of the prisoners is crying. A woman is crying, and although it's hard to tell anything about her because she's in a jumpsuit with a bag over her head, basically, and but you've totally disabled the for what it's worth, you've disabled the cops. Like I guess the guy after the guy clocks you, you punch him and you take him out basically, so he's unconscious. And you've got your reveal, and at this point,
can I say, like, rather than trying to cold cock me to the front of it, he spins the gun around to hit me, and then the gun takes the opportunity to fire.
Sure.
Because I mean, that's usually how you pistol whip someone.
So you're more stunned for this. You're more stunned for this scene than anything else. So put a chit in injury, or whatever, and then. But yeah, at the end of this. scene. When you guys move to the next scene, you guys will that'll wear off.
Mm-hmm.
Then at that point, you hear bip, 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 and there's three people in the room with you. There's the sort of heavyset man. There's the woman,
the one that already got killed.
The answer can be yes.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Yes. And where did you shoot her? In the chest?
I think we're not quite sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never really got specified.
Sure, you shot her straight in the chest.
In the chest or the face? One of those.
Straight in the chest.
Okay.
It was in the back of a car. There was a guy on fire.
There's a hole there.
It's confusing.
And what did you say was dripping on your face? Some sort of black liquid?
Yeah.
There's some black liquid dripping down the front of her. So, yeah, so there's some black liquid dripping down the front of the thing, and she's like, it almost looks like she's like one of her arms isn't working 100% right, but, she's there, and also, a sort of handsome youngish man with, like, well-manicured hair, also in a deputy's outfit, also somewhat ill-fitting, they all have guns, one of them goes to grab you. What do you do?
Which one?
Let's say the new guy, the sort of handsome, tall deputy.
I have an idea, but I'm not sure how it will play.
Ideas are always good. I like ideas.
Let's roll dice and find out.
Yeah, that's really what you do.
What are you going to do for? Like, what are you trying to do?
What I'm trying to do is I have two ideas. One is either I can either ask my friend the pig to help charge him, or I can try talking to his clothing to either strangle him, stop him, make his sunglasses crush into his eyes,
make his pants fall down.
Something like that.
I like both of those.
Yeah.
I like the pig one a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because it seems a little bit weird for like because
yeah,
you're always
all
like
of a sudden,
happy cartoon friend.
Like
kill this alien.
Right. Yeah. So I think it would probably be. Yeah.
Help me, Piggy.
Help me, Pig. He's gonna get me.
I don't think this is side power, but I don't think you're risking harm. You're risking capture, but you're always risking capture. So I think you just have the five.
This could easily also not be an active request. But the pig is like, oh hell no, you're not messing with my buddy.
My little girl.
She let me free.
I'm a pig.
I'm a pig.
Well, you always have to read I want to or I want my friend to. You always have to do it in an I want.
Okay, so it can't be a separated from your body type of thing.
Not
like,
really.
This is what I want.
I want the pig to help save me and charge to the creepy alien robot.
Uh-oh.
This was not it. Oh, this is bad.
We have... All the luck has been used up. We have one, two, three.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you a story about your wishes.
Yeah.
They're not coming true.
Well.
All right, well.
You could all be captured.
Don't use one of those ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's have that happen.
So we know. Nope. Now you have 1, 2, 2, 3. Terrible things are about to happen.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
But you don't succeed, so you might as well stick a 1 there.
Yeah. That much is true. I would like for not everybody to get
and
caught. I mean, this
well,
is functionally
the same. Well, put a 2
in
the reveal.
Yeah.
Because
right?
2 or 3 is...
Two and capture.
Yeah.
And so and then, 3 and psi.
3 and psi. Power surge.
Perhaps she shouldn't have actually rolled psi because she already had awakened the pig.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Take the 3 out of psi. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change the roll at all.
Yeah, it doesn't. Mm. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, that does make sense. All right. Well, someone's captured. What is it? Who was first say there?
Jim.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
The pig.
The pig. The pig's captured.
Yeah. So,
that's fine.
Can,
I was hiding
can
behind
a
sentient pig.
If I'm the same as them, maybe...
Are you volunteering?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aww.
So here's...
Oh,
so
Richard! That's your name, isn't
so
it?
So here's what happens.
Okay, good.
The pig... Oh, you get a say of how you don't fail your goal, but I think if he's the one that gets captured, the pig at least...
No, how you do fail your
goal.
Oh,
I do fail.
That's what I meant.
Well, yeah.
So, I think the pig says... I think the pig may have... Well, I don't think it's the guy that's trying to grab you that captures him, right? So, tell me a story about a pig and a dude that's trying to grab you.
All right, so pigs are pretty big, right?
Yeah.
So, the pig lets out this ear-piercing squeal, because it can still do that. It's a pig. It's a piggy battle cry. And it charges and, like, bites the guy in its leg with its terrifying pig
teeth. I was thinking that exact thing. Yeah. And, in fact, I think it snaps the leg.
Yeah. And it's just like, crunch!
And the black something spurts out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the guy, like, collapses without saying a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, screaming or anything like that.
Yeah.
And he's just sort of flailing. Meanwhile, though, the woman wraps one arm around you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get back to you.
No. So new guy just got his leg broke by a pig. Gunshot girl has left.
Is bipped.
Which leaves only Officer Obi.
Yep.
I'm gonna try and break his neck. Like
just with walk. Or without power.
Without power.
Ah.
Which makes it that. Oh, I guess I can probably get hurt doing this.
I think you get one. Oh, you're right. You have to set one aside. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah, I'd be at 5 if I was using psi power, but no, what, this is just...
Set the best one aside?
No, he's not doubly injured. He's only setting one aside.
Yeah.
Unless you want to do something, Duncan, I don't want to step on your toes.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
2, 3, 3, 5.
What's interesting that... Well, actually, no, this actually works out pretty smooth.
So, you succeed...
In breaking his neck.
You succeed in breaking his neck... I have first say on harm, and I have first say on capture.
But I get first say on reveal.
Yep.
So it doesn't answer any of my questions, but Zaitsev sure does just run up on that guy like some kind of special forces agent and just break his neck.
That's awesome. And then he reaches, and then with his neck broken, he reaches around. He punches you in the face with, like, extreme force.
Yeah.
Knocking you back, probably, what, breaking your nose? Bloodying, cracking your face. You're pretty badly hurt, knocking out a tooth or two.
I was thinking more along the lines of a broken arm.
Oh, okay, so he, like, you...
This is a rest of session, and I'm... And that's on top of my already rest of session impaired. So
you snap his neck, and you hear the crack as it snaps, and he reaches up with his snap neck, and there's...
Yeah.
He snaps through a arm.
Or maybe dislocated.
Dislocates it, that's it. And that can be pushed back in with some help.
So it's solvable.
And then bips.
Right.
Alright. Well, the bad news is...
Welcome to a children's crusade.
The good news is they're somewhere around, but there's no more, yeah. They're somewhere around, but
I call this guy.
He is already dead.
They're both actually already dead, for all intents and purposes. So yeah, you have one badly disabled, like, being gnawed on by a pig. And you guys are alone, well, with three surviving prisoners in a car. What do you do?
I want to pull the bags off their heads.
So,
not that you'll need the dice for that.
What do his kids look like? I assume since he's about 50 that they're probably in their maybe 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So what do his kids look like?
Well, dark haired.
Yeah.
Sorry. Male, female, otherwise.
One of each. Male, one female.
Yeah.
Twins.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
Were there three of them still?
Yeah. I'm getting
that. Not all of them have to be.
Mm.
I didn't know there were three.
There were four.
There were
one
four.
Of them got shot when I was like, hey, guns, don't shoot us.
I mean, there weren't necessarily three kids.
When you pull the bags off...
Or children.
Yeah, there's sort of two... They're both like... They're not fat, but they're both not... like, they both have sort of square, slightly fleshy faces. Like, they look a little bit like him. They're not, like... They're just two 20-something dudes and dudettes.
Mm-hmm.
They both look like they've been drugged. Their pupils are blown.
Mm-hmm.
And you know a little something about drugs, right? Maybe?
I don't...
Maybe? Yeah. Does it bring back anything?
Not really.
So they're sort of... where are we?
We're on a train. in, like, I don't know, Alabama, Georgia.
Just for the record, I don't have a Russian accent.
Okay, then we won't go that route.
We're on a train in Georgia.
Oh, train in Georgia.
It's ambiguous.
Why are we on... Why am I chained up?
Oh.
The cop who shot himself in the leg just moans again. And the,
I kick him. Where are the keys? We need to unlock these people.
He reaches his belt and just throws you the keys. The guy is being gnawed on by a pig, who now only has one working arm and one working leg, reaches for his sidearm, pulls it out, and shoots the cop that just gave you the, that just gave you the keys.
Who shot him?
The guy being gnawed, the glass-eyed cop.
Oh, the Bipper. Okay.
The Bipper. Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't around when I told the guns not to behave.
He points his gun at the who's undoing? Are you undoing the people?
Yeah, I think it's him.
As the pig gnaws into his midsection, crunching ribs, he brings his gun over and points it at the other. Like his arm is sort of shaking. Points it at the last surviving cop who is also injured by. Or knocked... I guess... No, knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was knocked out. Like, he points his gun and he's kind of, like... As the pig is, like... He's, like, being knocked around by the pigs. He's sort of flopping and he's trying to aim his gun at the other cop. What do you do?
The cop is unconscious?
Yeah.
I think he actually... If it was the one that I ran, he got shot by his own gun...
No, I mean, one shot
there's
is...
There's an extra one.
Yeah, one gets shot by his own gun. One is the guy you knocked out, who's now unconscious and about to be shot by the chaser.
Yeah. Well, I scream at the gun to stop. Gun, stop, don't!
It's
simple as it...
Wait, what? And then explodes in the guy's hand, blowing it off to the mid-forearm.
This poor guy is a mess.
There's a gout of black something that shoots out of there, and then the whole body goes lifeless as the pig, like, crunches through the torso. Mm-hmm.
Icker.
I'm not even sure it's icker. It could be oil.
Phyrexian oil.
There you go. The pig is like,
fluid.
Guy tastes terrible. His tongue is all black. It's like, nah.
Poor pig.
Nah.
Pigs eat their own feces.
This guy tastes terrible, though.
So, yeah.
Thanks,
pig. Welcome, I think.
Helpful commentary.
This is poisonous.
Take that yellow dye.
Well, theoretically, the chasers are still at your location, so I need to die there. The train, you notice the train has started to slow down.
After I get the prisoners uncuffed...
The third prisoner is a girl about your age, or about your apparent age.
Mm-hmm.
She is also bald, and her eyes are completely white.
Can you see?
Of course I can see.
Okay, just checking.
Who are you?
Egg.
Egg.
Do you know how...
Cool tats.
How did you get here?
I don't remember.
Any of you guys remember how you got here?
They kind
of
look at each other and...
Damn it.
But somebody's coming for us. The girl with the white eyes says.
Yeah, they just left.
Coming, no. No, they're coming from the... She kind of gestures with one hand. She's pointing to the front of the train.
Wait, what?
They're come...
Okay,
The train is continuing to slow down. It's probably still not safe to jump off. What do you do?
All right. Everybody follow me. We're going car hopping.
I was hoping that would happen. So, I assume backwards.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's one more car. There's a door. It's barred from the inside. You open it up. In your car. Like, the back door of your car is barred from the inside. You lift the bar. You know, the door swings open. There is a coupling here that looks like it's been slightly damaged, like it's slightly pulled apart, maybe in the original crash, whatever, like, shredded that other car, damaged the coupling here. And so the last car is sort of still jostling a little on the tracks. But you're able to, like, this door is not barred. Mm-hmm. So.
It could be.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Okay.
A locked door is just not that big an obstacle to someone who can ask a door to unlock itself.
Yeah.
No, I think this one actually, unless you want, would you want that? See, I can do that. Sure. Yeah, the last door, I guess then the last door is locked.
Yeah. Well, I would go up and I would whisper in the keyhole, like, are you, hello, can you hear me?
I'm not supposed to unlock.
That's okay, you can unlock now.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There's a monster in here.
What kind of monster?
I don't know. It's just making a lot of noise and breaking things.
What if I'm a monster?
You're a little girl.
How do you know that? You're a lock! Open! I'm a monster!
It's like the lock thing is like this. It's like the little thing with the little thing, and it's like the little mouth, and like you sort of picturing two little eyes right above it. Like, like I can see you right there, you're a little girl.
No one sees the wizard.
Well, if you don't open, we're going to have to hurt you and break you because we have to go in here. So do you want to get broken open, or do you want to open for me?
I think you need to make a roll.
Yeah. Okay.
And what do you... I don't think you can get hurt in this exchange, but I think you can... Well, you might get hurt, I suppose, if there actually is a monster inside, but I think you'll deal with that afterwards. So why don't we... Do you want to roll 5 dice or 6?
I like the fundamental resolution mechanic of this game.
Yeah.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah, it's nice. Let's...
Frustrating.
You never have everything you want. It's like...
Well, Duncan can.
Yeah. I get most of what I want, too. The last roll was terrible. I'm like, nah, I know what I want. Arm, don't roll gone. Arm. Capture, just, not just, a problem. Just roll your side. But that guy's neck is in my collection. All
right.
You're not as good at this job.
I'm really not.
2, 2, 4, 6. Well, you've got a couple of things that are good for you.
All right, so I can convince it.
Why'd she drop 2?
I only dropped 1. So I did not roll arm.
She didn't roll for arm.
Okay. So I dropped a 1.
We decided the lock can, in fact, not hurt you.
Can, in fact, not hurt me.
Don't want any more people getting...
I know.
You're really answers deficient at this point.
Yeah, I know. I haven't answered anything.
You know what?
I wish I could, but...
Well, you could not achieve your goal.
I could not achieve
my goal.
And get answers.
But then the other one would be inside. And then my power would go wild.
Sure.
Is that...
We can have that happen.
We can have that happen? And then all hell breaks loose.
It's true.
All right. So.
You know what? On a 4 to 6... Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. There's no real win there.
Yeah, there's not.
So why don't you read your 4 questions?
All right.
One of my bowls is not, but the glass is fine.
Why won't plastic stuff talk to me? Why do I get scared when I see circular openings? Where is this house I have a photo of? And why are the palms of my hands torn up? These are a bit more... interesting to answer earlier, but can easily be answered now.
There's certainly no plastic to the lock, so that's not gonna... It's probably a hard one to answer here. I really want to come up with an explanation for the palms.
I know, yeah.
I got an idea about the palms.
Mm-hmm.
What if when you develop an animosity with one of these objects, because they're not necessarily your friend.
Yeah, that's
and when true. You get all and when you get an animosity with one, you try to turn it off, and you like
you try to
cover
shut
it,
up?
With your hands, and it bites you.
Ooh.
And so that happens like all the time as you're like trying to like, shut up.
That was one thing I was thinking. The other thing I was thinking was, we don't necessarily know where you were when the train was destroyed.
Mm.
You might have been telling that car to shred itself.
Oh, my.
Here, I just kind of assumed that a different prisoner on the train had blown himself up.
Yeah, that's kind of
I did too.
Yeah.
But, again, we don't assume anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Or blown one of the deputies up.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe the train car was crazy, and when I brought it to life, it just decided to go crazy and explode.
I just assumed somebody else was trying to blow up.
That could be pretty good, too. But like, I'm a cargo car. I'm for carrying cargo, but there's people in me. People on cargo. Ah!
Like, no.
I actually saw a play when I was in England called Starlight Express.
Everyone's on roller skates.
Yeah, everyone's on roller skates, and they all play different train cars and train engines, mm-hmm. and there actually was a feud between the passenger cars and the freight cars. And they, like, were constantly giving each other a hard time about how their job was a bad job.
What do you guys think? I mean, like I said, what I say doesn't even count, so.
Yeah.
Not until last.
I feel like maybe the plastic doesn't talk because plastic can't talk. That sounds dumb in my head and when I say it out loud.
Hold on a second. But plastic is completely man-made, right?
No.
So everything else has some sort of natural element to it. It's right. From the earth. It's got its own sort of life to it.
Yeah. So you can get all Gaia spiritual, right?
Plastic is, yeah. You can't, like, make... Well, I guess you can make animals talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know. It doesn't actually make too much sense.
So, maybe it's the train car thing, because that's sort of foreboding, considering the two in Psy. And the two in goal.
That's also sort of where I might have been going with that.
Yeah.
Although
I do really like the idea of, shut up! Stop talking! Ow! Stop biting!
Well, it can be both. It can be like, sometimes things go crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes things go absolutely crazy, and it's hard to predict. And sometimes you try to quiet them, mm-hmm. and maybe you can.
And maybe I make them matter.
And maybe maybe sometimes things go really bad.
Yeah.
Maybe like now, for instance.
Like now.
So you get say on how you don't achieve your goal.
Well, I really piss the lock off, don't I?
I think it's... Yeah, totally do.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, by forcing it, you actually awaken the entire train car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, which, again, flips out because it's not supposed to be carrying people. And the train car and the lock start yelling at each other.
It's fine.
And the last car starts to, like it's like shaking and like you guys are all sort of like scrambling back and
separately the coupling between the two cars is somehow its own thing. It's like, hey you guys, I'm bent. I'm not working anymore.
Yeah, the coupling's getting twisted. It's like, oh no, ow, 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 ow.
I'm not supposed to bend this way.
The train tracks, and so they're like, my life is pain.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the train tracks start to ripple, like they start to sort of dance in the beds, and all of a sudden,
nobody ever stays and talks to us.
This is the thing that will happen in slow mo. That the last train car sort of tips up onto one side and then twists apart like the joints where the walls are meet each other sort of like open up and then the wind catches the top and the thing just shreds and there's just this massive like 12 foot tall just like distorted like monstrous thing covered in blood like bits of like human skin like shreds of human skin like hanging from one hand or claw as it were and it roars with this malformed mouth with just too many like teeth, not even sharp teeth, just like this like weird squiggly mouth that has like all these little tiny human teeth in it and then the ground goes out from under it and it like hits the track and like the track's all like warped. It's like warping, and like the ties are like splintering, and the thing it rolls a little, and then it's shredded as it rips into the tangle of metal,
yeah.
You know, like, and then like it's, you're all just sort of standing there, like, oh my god,
it wasn't lying.
That's the thing that happened.
That's the thing that happened.
So you two, there are two of those brown like sheriff cars running on either side of the tracks.
Uh-huh.
You are sitting in one of them, and for some reason, there's nothing but, like, liquid hot fire running, like, up and down your back, and you find it almost impossible to move your limbs. You are in a car, and you just feel super, 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 super cold. Like, there's something around your neck, and it's almost like, it's almost burning you, it's so cold. And it's, you're finding it, like, it's messing with your whole equilibrium. In those cars, you see, like, you can only see the back of the driver's head, and then, there is another dude, and in the passenger seat riding shotgun, and you're just sort of sitting in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, you can't really make out much about the driver, but the guy riding shotgun looks, his hair is almost identical to the handsome guy that you saw before, the guy, the pig ape, but he's got sort of brown hair, and you can't really make out your driver too well, but there is a woman who is almost the spitting image of the woman
got shot, yeah,
but this one is a blonde,
right.
And she's got her weapon out, and she's just kind of looking at you. It's like straight at you, like. So, I think we're gonna have two separate sort of things going on. If one of you has an idea of what you might want to do or say or anything like that, that'd be you can just go ahead and do it.
So there's something around my neck, you said?
Yes.
Can I tell what it is?
It feels metallic.
Can I use my powers?
As soon as you try to, it becomes even more frigid and starts to burn the flesh of your neck. Mm. You could do it, maybe.
Well, I mean, if, you know, the powers do make me get hotter.
Yeah, but this seems to be reversing the effect somehow.
Right, right.
Or maybe it's just stealing the cold.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd light your shirt on fire and you'd frostbite your neck. Who knows? We don't know until you roll.
I don't think I'm... that doesn't seem like a good idea. I got just one question. This is my jacket.
Arm
dislocated, powers disabled, handcuffed in the back of a police
car. Second degree burns.
Yeah, second degree burns over my body. It's looking pretty grim.
Her lips press for a second, and she says, "I'm not sure we care."
Well, then I think I know something else. I know why I'm not surprised.
So this is an escape attempt?
After a fashion?
It almost has to be. You really don't want to... you really would want to try to get away at this point, because... A failed roll makes you basically permanently out of the game. Well, not a failed roll, but if you once you're captured, there's a disappear. So on a one, if you put a 1-3 there,
mm-hmm.
anytime you have to put a 1-3 there, you're basically gone. So you wanna not do that. What did you want to do?
Oh, right. I should have said what I was gonna do.
Yeah.
Since I'm solid sixes. I mean, I was rolling with everything. I was gonna try and use my powers to and try to focus the heat on my neck in such a way as to counteract its effects and freeze through my cuffs and break free with my one good arm.
All right.
Actually, you know what? Probably freeze just the whole damn car.
Yeah.
I can always break through the cuffs at my leisure, but if I freeze her and the car solid, I can then get out on my own time.
Okay, you're going to roll all 5 dice, but because you're doubly injured, you're going to take your best roll and put it in the injury.
I remember what it does.
Are you risking injury? Because you'll need a 6th die.
Oh, you're right. I do roll 6
yeah,
dice.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was only rolling 5 because I forgot. I don't roll 1 less.
Yeah.
So I still get all 5 dice. Stop doing that.
Well,
exactly.
That was not a bad roll.
What I wanted.
So you have to put one of the 6s away.
Oh, don't even worry about it. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm a little ashamed I didn't get a 1. Okay, let's see here now.
We have 6, 5, 5, 3, 2, and another 6 that's been taken away by his impairment.
I guess there's no reason not to stay alive since I've got the option. I know that's going there.
I was about to say, yeah, you can't actually take more harm, so why are you not surprised?
Because I wasn't one of the passengers on that train. Okay, that's what I was like.
But we still don't know, and we still don't know the, what's the last answer?
Is this my jacket?
It makes that would be where the game is.
It makes it kind of epic, though. It's like, I'm not surprised because I wasn't an amnesiac. I'm not part of this program. I got onto that train to rescue my kids.
I like it. I like it a lot. That's fabulous. Okay, yes, write that down.
Yeah.
But you're still not sure whose jacket that is.
But I'm still not sure. Maybe he is. He just
hasn't been revealed them. Yet. Yeah. Like, this was all part of the plan. And then, you know, five. Oh, wait. I guess his GM has the first say as far as how the freezing the car solid goes.
Well, with a two. So here's what happens. Which Final Fantasy was it where... Oh, no. I'm thinking... Okay, so... There's the one where the forest turns to stone, and then there's Lost Odyssey, where an entire city is frozen solid.
Turns to stone is 9.
Yes. So I'm thinking that sort of effect, where there's, like, this ripple of, like, absolute deep freeze
mm-hmm.
that, like, blows out from the car.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that the driver turns around and bips out right before the mm-hmm. wave of freeze sets in, but it doesn't matter because... Everything has turned to like, everything's crystallized basically. And the air in the car actually goes whoosh as it liquefies. And it's a good thing your clothes are so hot right now,
right.
Or you'd be burned by the cold. But the woman with her gun, so her lips sort of purse again, and then she just like. She basically explodes, like, the water in her body freezes so quickly she shatters.
Mm.
And the windows shatter, and the car freezes solid, and the tires, you hear the tires go, and, like,
crumple in on this. Yeah.
And then, like, there's immediate, like mist in the air around you, and you hear the cracking of tree branches.
Right.
And, like it just spreads out and out and out. And there's a wave of, you see, like, from the other side, you see a wave of coal, like, spreading out from the car. What do you do?
Assuming we're going this way and he's in this car.
Oh, are we in motion?
Yeah, you are both on both sides of the thing.
Okay. I thought we were parked.
No.
Okay.
not traveling as fast as the train was going.
Right.
But.
I think I'm going to talk to my car. And by my car, I mean the car that these guys are in with me. And be like, fucking ditch or we're all iced. And
hopefully the car...
Now, all is this still the same scene? Am I still impaired?
No, you're not still impaired from the previous scene. So you it's not the same scene. You're in a different location. You're captured.
So...
Use all the dice. You could definitely get hurt here.
Okay. Actually, yeah. It's a good thing, because that's almost a straight.
2, 3, 4, 5, 5.
That's the same almost straight you got before. Everything was 6.
So, and I'm on the disappear here, right?
Yeah.
So I might as well stick a 4 there.
You really should do that, yeah. If you'd like to keep playing.
Yeah.
Okay, you achieve your goal with a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Your side power goes a little nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You do not take harm. You do not get a reveal. Would you like to dictate anything about not getting harm or not getting a reveal?
My back is burning, but I can't really tell anything about that because I'm too busy trying to push through it and talk to the car, and the car responds even if the two guys in it don't. Maybe they blip away. I don't know what they do.
So here's what happens. Everyone, including you, bips away.
Mm-hmm.
However, you all bip away to different places. You bip right onto the train. I bet you didn't know you could bip.
I knew I could do it. Distracted.
Yeah. And then, so the camera sees, you know, everything bips away, including the car. And then this just wave of ice rolls over. And you are standing there in the middle of, like, just a giant shattered plane of ice with, like, trees falling over and stuff like that. And then the train comes, and sort of like the tracks have warped here, so the train. Right. And then the
engine, so we got in front of the train.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
The engine derails. Actually, and like sort of skids off onto the thing, and the rest of the train buckles a little bit. But
what is it saying? Because it's still sentient, right?
Oh,
is it saying
no.
anything?
It's like, my tracks!
I hadn't planned for this!
Ooh, bad day for trains. It's cold here.
So, alright. So you are all standing out in the middle of an icy plane and a crash train. You guys sort of pile off. There's, you know, two people you probably recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Another sort of young lady in orange jumpsuits. They're now uncuffed. You've shattered your cuffs. In fact, most of your clothes are shredded at this point.
Right.
You're standing in the middle of that of that icy plane, and all of a sudden, bip, you're surrounded. What do you do?
So am I? So are the other ones there too?
Everybody's there.
How many are there?
I bipped five times, so I'm gonna say that there's three cop cars with a couple of dudes each, and then two additional guys that just sort of bipped in solo.
Hmm. I can't act on one of my kids' behalves, can I?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
We've pretty much established who everyone is at this point.
Right.
They have powers?
Yeah, of course they do. They're on the train, right?
Alright, roll. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a terrible roll. I was kind of worried that my plan
However,
would foil the dice.
You still do have to take your high.
Yeah, I lose the six.
But
yeah,
we still have 5, 5, 5, 4. Because
I am super impaired. All right, well, this is...
somebody's going to... So who's...
Actually, you know what I do? Because I am prepared to use my powers for the purpose that I have come to, like, for the reason why I'm not dead. Because, you know, obviously this power is really dangerous to use. Well, I'm always catching fire.
Place your dice where they go, and then we'll decide who has dictation.
Right. It's a shame that I have to give someone else opportunity to pick what the power is, but...
Well, hold on a second. So, is that his jacket, guys?
Is it, in
what if,
fact?
What if it's my jacket?
I forbid you guys from using this explanation, but I just want to say that if had I gotten a second six, I would have put it on the reveal, and then had my kids have the opposite power.
Right, yeah.
They can make heat. And they would melt all those guys to the ground, which caused the ends of their sleeves to burn down, and then I would take the jacket off and give it to my son and say, I brought you back your jacket.
You know what?
That's
awesome. I was gonna say, yeah. I think rule of awesome just, I mean, you all have first say.
Yeah, this also has to somehow get us away from capture.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And also beat the shit out of me. And also...
Oh no, no, especially if it's your kids with the burning or with you doing... I can make that all work. That's not...
I definitely vote kids should burn things. Because I was thinking that.
Alright,
yeah, I have a soft spot for fire.
All right. Then it is the kids. So, yeah, you brought your so you're like, I get, so here's what happens, I think. And let me see if I get this right. Your son and daughter link hands, and then just, these guys go up in just, like, pillars of flame. Like, they basically are just all instantly obliterated and melted, and there's bits of it, and the heat hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
So like your like just the exposure to it that your skin sort of starts because you're already burned your skin sort of starts to bubble
maybe
and
they're like charging him
it's,
and so like it's, even as they're getting immolated the immolation is
like, it's not really a linked power I don't think it's just sort of a familiar thing
but you're already burned so it's not like you're any worse off than you were before. You sort of grit your teeth, and then as that's done, like you said, you walk over to your son, and you're like, I brought you your jacket back. And then it goes, I missed you so much. And he kind of looks at you, kind of looks at the jacket, and he's like, you want this, sis? Oh.
And he cries a frozen tear. Yeah. I should not be allowed to play
games. No, that's awesome. That is awesome. Like
a little cheer sickle.
Yeah, because they get all cold
when they use their power. Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. The cheer freezes on his cheek.
Yeah.
And and I think we can just probably leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
So the end games are they're basically themes. There, you can see them on the bottom. Home, trapped, hidden, on a quest, lost, turning the tables, and making a discovery. So we're going to start from person with most to person with least.
Okay.
So everyone will choose their crossroads in order of descending number of questions answered, and then I will pick what order the scenes go in. So you'll give me your theme, and then I'll pick the order, and then you'll act out your scene. We'll play out the scenes. Okay? So what do you want? You want on a quest.
Yeah.
So,
fairly straightforward.
Zaitsev is or was on a quest. Who has the second most number of questions answered?
I have two.
Two. Yeah. So, which ones do you want? I mean, if there's no conflict, can you just take them?
I want trapped.
I think I want turning the tables.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Boom.
I can't have on a quest either. Can I?
No, you can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You could
That's
have
okay.
All...
I could also. I could also go home.
You could go
it
home.
Was really a quest for home.
Yeah, so home actually makes more... Home is more explicitly the thing that you wanted.
Well, yeah, ultimately.
Alright, so... I think home is last.
Okay.
Because it's cute.
It's going to be so cute.
Hey,
I'm home.
I'm home.
How
so,
are you?
Alright, so why don't you just... So you were on a quest... The quest was...
Yeah.
To rescue your kids. So why don't we have that first?
Okay, well, it's like, all right, get kids. First, Daddy needs a hospital. Second, we gotta go rescue your mother.
Oh! Siron 2! Rescuing mom!
Return of Siron.
That was actually awesome.
Yes.
Thank you, Blake. Alright, we have, what is...
Turning the tables,
and what is yours?
Trapped.
Let's say... I think Turning the Tables comes first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trap might even actually be last.
Mm-hmm.
What is Turning the Tables?
I don't know if I'm playing too much into Duncan's Trapped here, but I'm thinking I was never really on their side.
Oh,
sleeper agent.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, let's get to Duncan's Trapped. What does your trap look like? Because it may or may not have anything to do with that.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I wander off and try and make my way back to the beginning, and the first thing I remember is being on that train. So I go to the train station and get on the train with you guys.
Oh. Ooh, I just got chills.
Trapped!
So he disappears before you can grab
him.
Mm. But you're the one remaining functional unit out in the field, and they're all gone. So you go, so maybe you snuck away.
I snuck away with my friend the pig. Because the pig is fine.
You might even be riding the pig.
I am riding the pig. And I plan, as we walk into the sunset to go find home, I actually show the pig my photo of a home. And I say, pig, I think you and I should go find this house. Let's go. And then I ride on it, and then I fall asleep on its back. And we ride into the frozen sunset.
I like it.
Yeah. How are you going to catch that, traitor robot?
Well.
I know what you do. You...
Oh, we see you on another train.
I want to hear what she was going to say.
Well,
oh, sorry.
I was trying to think of, like...
What were you...
Yeah, I was thinking that perhaps you feel yet another burning in your back, and all of a sudden, out from the bottom of your jacket, drops like a tiny little unit that begins to grow.
That's pretty freaking freaky.
And it becomes,
and it's a duplicate of you, but with different colored hair.
And it's a duplicate of you with a different colored hair. Yeah. So that's an idea. Or what you were going to say.
They take him off to the hospital, and I'm like, I don't feel so well, I'm just going to rest a bit. And then we get up, like, the other unit gets out, like, plops out of my back, stands up,
We look at each other, and then we walk off after them.
Do you put sunglasses on?
Yes.
Well, the other one could reach into it.
Yeah. Sunglasses.
Good job.
I like it. All right, well, that was Siron.
Yay!
Thanks, Dave. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. iPodcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.